The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
8:40 on this Wednesday morning. You know, one of parents' worst nightmare is distracted drivers, whether it's their teen who is the one that's distracted or somebody else who's distracted, and their teen could be a perfectly safe driver, and they get broadsided by a distracted driver. And so it's a message that we hear a lot, the dangers of distracted driving. Who better to give that message to teens than other teen drivers? And that's what's behind Project Yellow Light and the contest that was recently carried out to come up with a new public service announcement campaign to raise awareness of distracted driving. Joining us right now, the founder of Project Yellow Light, Julie Garner. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Also with Julie is the Project Yellow Light winner for this year, Emiliano Diaz. Captain Emiliano, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Julie, I want to talk about Project Yellow Light. What is it and how did it start?
Well, Project Yellow Light is a nationwide scholarship competition for high school juniors and seniors and college students to create a public service ad via TV, radio, or billboard that promotes safe driving with an emphasis on not using your mobile device while driving, in particular texting and that sort of activity.
Certainly something that's very close to your heart, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed. We started this project when my 16-year-old son, Hunter, was killed in a car crash. And, you know, when something like that happens, your life just kind of comes to an abrupt stop. And we felt that it was critical for us to make sure other young people were aware and didn't meet that same demise as Hunter did. So we started this in his high school to get the word out and did it by peer-to-peer messaging where the youth talk to each other about the dangers and make each other aware. It is and has been one of the leading causes of death of our youth in this country. And because it happens to one family at a time, one individual at a time, it just doesn't necessarily get the media attention as other tragedies do. And that's why projects like ours are so critical to get that message out, to be careful on the road.
Yeah. Emiliano, what was your approach when you came come up with an idea for an ad campaign to highlight the dangers of distracted driving?
Well, I really wanted to create a sort of personification of physical obstacle to show that texting really is and can be, you know, extremely dangerous on the road, and that, you know, it's creating obstacles that are quite literally, I mean, making people swerve off the road. So if you've seen my video, it kind of just illustrates that danger.
Why did you want to do this? What made you, Emiliano, decide to get involved in this?
Well, I just think it's an incredibly important issue. Right off the bat, I myself have been, you know, like, so I had an experience recently that just illustrates how important the issue is. I was driving home from work, and my side mirror got swiped by a driver who was texting, driving 80 miles an hour on the highway. I mean, it happens, and it's happening on a daily basis, and it really needs to be something that's addressed more.
Yeah, absolutely. Where can, Julie, where can people find out more about Project Yellow Light and see the PSA and get involved on a deeper level?
On our website, projectyellowlight.com, everything is self-contained there. You can see the winners, which we are announcing this Friday in Times Square on one of the big boards. So Emiliano's work and all the other winners, we have six total winners, will be displayed there. And they also have their work shared nationwide due to our amazing partnerships with the Ad Council, Clear Channel Outdoor, and iHeart, and our other partners. And everything you need to know about the contest, which is annual, is on the website, projectyellowlight.com.
All right. We will check it out. Julie Emiliano, thanks so much to both of you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.